The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. More folks saying hi. Great. So I'm going to mute everyone for background noise. And there we go. So great. So lovely that you're joining us tonight. Whatever time zone you're in, it's so lovely to see you all and have the chance to practice together this evening. So for the theme for this evening's practice, I wanted to invite us in a very simple theme of practice tonight. It's the end of the week, Friday, even though the concept of weekends might not quite make sense right now, given what's happening. And for some people, it might still make sense because some people actually might be working quite intensely, in fact, more intensely than they would have otherwise this time. So as a way of resting, as a way of easing, as a way of calming, soothing, a supportive, practice of Brahmaviharas is always supposed to be supportive. But tonight, just a simple practice of metta for ourselves, compassion for ourselves, and then for all beings, just a simple kind of like a soothing bath, I like to think of this practice of the Brahmaviharas. So that's the intention. We'll see what happens, what comes up. So, without saying much, let's just practice together. It's the best part. So I like to invite you all to get into your meditation posture, and if you need to move to be more comfortable, it's perfectly fine. I'm going to move here and sit cross-legged on my chair. It's more comfortable for me. There. And letting yourself be with ease, be comfortable. And landing your cushion, your chair. Allowing yourself to arrive more fully in this moment, letting go. Of the busyness that has come before. Maybe the thoughts, the emotions, the conversations, the news, the entire landscape of the mind, just for this moment. Not to say that there's anything wrong with thinking. But in this moment, choosing to take a moment of refuge. And just sitting and breathing, inviting yourself as if you're inviting a little beloved child. If the child had had a challenging day, challenging week or month, inviting the child to just sit with you, maybe holding, comforting the child on your lap. Come, dear, sit, relax. It's okay. Have some cookies, have some milk. Just sit, relax. Calming, soothing, caressing. The tired, weary child that is you. In this image, you're both being the adult and the child. The adult that has the stability. The resourcefulness, the wisdom, the maturity, the kindness. Resourcefulness. And letting yourself feel the stability, resourcefulness. And the stability of your body. As the breath moves through your body. One breath at a time. Each breath calming, soothing. Relaxing. Stabilizing, grounding. Connecting with the breath, the entire length of the breath. As you're calming, soothing, and connecting to the stability and the strength in you. And you're also the child in this metaphor. You are both. A child who's tired. Just wants to rest and be taken care of, receive care and love. And letting yourself feel the letting go, the putting down, the resting. As you connect with the breath, the breath is both steadying and calming. The inner adult, steadying, calming. Stabilizing, nourishing. And the breath is also soothing. As if it was a caress of care and love. Soothing, calming, caressing the entire length of the breath, connecting with it. Same way that caressing the head of a child wouldn't be choppy, just the top of the head, the shoulders, but it would be smooth. So feeling, connecting with the breath throughout the breath. The whole length of the breath, beginning, middle, end of the in-breath. Pause. Beginning, middle, end of the out-breath, and the pause. And as thoughts and memories might arise, it's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. You know it. Many thoughts will arise. It's okay. Recognizing them. Smilingly bowing to them. Thank you, but not right now. Please come back another time. Right now, I'm dedicating myself to this practice, taking refuge in loving kindness, cultivating my heart in kindness and care for myself and others. Connecting with each breath, both as it brings stability and calm to the adult within you, and as a caress, calming, comforting, holding. Maybe the image of the adult you holding the child version of you. Breath calming, soothing. I feel like you continue with just connecting with the breath and the kindness and care for yourself without any words, just a felt sense or an image. Or if you wish, you can add the phrases of metta, of care, kindness, loving kindness. I will offer the classical phrases. You can silence side, and I'll direct them from in this image that I've brought up and offered, as if the inner adult you is offering that to the child. To the more tender parts of you. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. little one. Or simply, may you be safe. May you be safe, dear one. Second phrase, long form. May you be happy. May you be happy, truly happy, and have joy in your heart, dear one. Or simply, may you be happy. May you be happy, dear one. Third phrase. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. Or little one. Or simply, may you be healthy, dear one. The last and the fourth phrase. May you have ease. May your life flow with ease, dear one. Or simply, may you have ease. You can silently recite either the long form, if you connect with it better, or the short form. And for those who might be newer to this practice, repeat the phrases one more time. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. You can use these versions or any version that works for you. These are just devices, the phrases, as well as the visual imagery that I offered. It's just a device for cultivating kindness and care and stability of the heart. Experiment, see what works for you. Thank you. connecting with each breath, entire breath, calming, soothing, while you perhaps say the phrases to yourself. Some people find that the rhythm of the breath together with the rhythm of the phrases can be supportive. All the while keeping up the image and the felt sense as much as possible. Safe. Happy, healthy, ease, and I invite you to experiment with placing your hand in the middle of your chest, your heart center, not your heart, which is on the left side, but the heart center, middle of your chest. It's a way of connecting with yourself, connecting with your own goodwill and care for this being that is you, this little one within you, as if you're holding younger version of yourself and caring for yourself. May you be safe. Happy. Healthy. Have ease. If you find yourself, if you find judgments coming up, oh, you're not doing this right. Oh, you're a failure at meditation. Your mind isn't quieting. You can't even conjure up any love for yourself. Holding all of these judgments with a smile, with lightness. You don't have to believe them. Don't have to believe them. They're just thoughts. They come and they go if you don't pay attention to them and give them energy. And just continue planting seeds. Just continue planting seeds of kindness and care and stability. Knowing you're doing the best you can. I'm doing the best I can in this moment. Doing the best I can in this moment. This is what's available right now. And offering kindness to that. Holding that with kindness. Holding this. Whatever is arising right now. And this beauty. In this mess. In this whatever it is that's sitting on this chair right now, offering patience, kindness, as you would offer to a beloved little one. happy. Healthy. Ease. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. The art of this practice is to hold whatever arises with kindness. If it's self-judgment, if it's boredom, whatever is arising for you, to hold that with care, with a smile. The practice may not be unfolding exactly as I'm inviting you to, or you prescribe yourself. But as long as you hold whatever comes up with kindness, with a smile, you are cultivating the stability of your heart in goodwill. We have a choice in how we meet each and every moment. With kindness or a lack of it. See what arises if you choose kindness in this practice period. With everything, no part left out. And know that as you're holding yourself, the little one inside you with kindness and care, what's coming up is challenges, sadness, pain, heaviness of heart. Practice simply the kindness when it meets, when it holds pain and sorrow, it becomes compassion. Metta, loving kindness, becomes compassion when it meets suffering, challenge, sadness, sorrow, holding your own pain with care. And if what is coming up is a sense of neutralness in your heart, the practice stays. The expression of the practice stays as goodwill. And if good fortune, a sense of gratitude comes up for you, a sense of goodness, appreciation for yourself, the practice becomes, the metta becomes gratitude. This brightness. Of metta turning to gratitude for the lightness and good fortune of the inner you. Feel free to experiment with the shades, the tones of whatever is coming up, staying with metta, turning to compassion. Or maybe gratitude arises. For the last minutes of this practice period together, opening your circle of metta, kindness, wide, to cover the whole world, beaming your light of care, or letting it beam rather. It's not so much a doing, but an allowing. Allowing your sense of care, kindness, goodwill for other beings in this world, just like you. Whatever circumstances they might be in, whatever their location might be. Wishing them safety as much as possible. Wishing them happiness as much as possible, health as much as possible, and ease as much as possible, without attachment to outcome. Not that your wishing so will make it so, not attached to how things must be, but sharing your intention for goodwill wish of goodness for everyone. All beings. May all beings have peace and ease in this time as much as possible. May all beings may be able to take care of themselves happily. May all beings have peace and be free. Thank you all. If you like, love to hear if there's a word coming up for you, word or a phrase, you are welcome to share it in chat or unmute yourself and share it out loud. Sucker. Nice. Connectedness is another word shared. Thank you. I'll share what came up for me during this practice period as I was practicing with you. A sense of care for this being that is me. Just holding this being. Yeah, just it's lovely to feel that, to get in touch with that, which I don't always distinctly do throughout my day as I'm trying to do this and that. But another phrase offered is this too. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you all. So at this time, At this time, as many of you might know, we get into small groups just for a few minutes of connecting after having practiced. It's a heart connection, which is very different and quite beautiful. And if you want to just try it tonight, if you haven't tried it before, I do invite you to maybe stretch yourself, challenge yourself. And if you're deciding that it's not for you tonight to connect with others, it's understandable. And this would be the time to bow out. Completely understandable before I make the Zoom rooms. But of course, it would be lovely for you to stay. So... going to make the Zoom rooms now. Here we go. The breakout rooms. So the instructions are, I'll repeat them, basically sharing for a minute or two. I will be timing all time for a couple of minutes. What did you learn? What did you discover through this practice? How are you right now? How are you doing? And others will not be interrupting or asking questions. It's a practice of deep listening. When you're listening, you're not thinking about what you're going to say. You're just completely giving your complete attention, your kind attention to others. And when your time comes, you'll say something. Trust that it will be the right thing, whatever you say. There's no right or wrong. We're not judging each other here anyway. It's just about connecting. So, having made the rooms, they're of either size 3 or 2. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. And I hope I didn't close the rooms too soon. We're a cozier group tonight, so it would be lovely to have more reflections, conversations. How are you all? How was this for you? Please feel free to actually, let's see. You can mute yourself. There you go. Or I can mute you if you raise your hand.
Can I tell you a little story?
What was that?
Can you hear me?
Can hear you just fine. Yeah, if the story is short, yes. Because we only have a few
yes.
minutes.
This morning at 4 a.m., I got a WhatsApp from someone I know asking me for a prayer. Or whatever I do, she said. And I said, I can send you metta. So I wished her happiness, healthiness. And somehow I think I helped them. They are in a difficult situation. I'm not sure yet if it's C19 or something else, but I was happy that I learned here that I could do that. So it happened today.
Beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's lovely to hear this. You know, you've learned this this gift that now you can give to others when they ask you for support. This is the support you offer for your own heart and for their own heart. It's a gift of kindness. Beautiful. Lovely story. Thanks for sharing that, Francis. Yeah. Please feel free to join in. How are you? What is supportive for you? How was this? How are you feeling? I can unmute everyone, but there would be too much background noise. So,
I could share. I'm having a lot of sadness come up. I'm having a lot of time alone. Sadness coming up from the past, and meditating with all of you. Yeah, it's been really nourishing, I think is a good word, because I'm feeling connected, more connected to the love in the world. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate hearing the sense of connection. I feel more connected too with these happy hours. Practicing together, leading them, and then having folks here like yourself feel more connected and sharing. It's good for all of us. Yeah, thank you. Floor is open, please. Nice. Is it okay?
I have a question.
Phil, is it okay if I read your comment or not? You can text me yes or no.
Oh, I didn't comment.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to someone who just wrote me something private.
Oh, then I will.
No, go ahead, Susie. No, go ahead, Susie.
No.
All right. I'll just read this. And then, another comment is, this was very healing for me today. I really needed it. Thank you for the meditation. I felt like I had something to offer while in the breakout room. Beautiful. Sweet. I feel the same way. I feel like I needed this today too. It's just a reminder of self-kindness, of this dear being that I'm a taskmaster of. Anybody else recognizes that in themselves? Yes. Yeah, bunch of hands are going up. Thank you for that. Susie, please.
Nikki, I see that our time is coming to an end, so I can ask on another occasion. It's kind of a bigger question.
Well, ask it anyway. Maybe I can,
abbreviate. It has to do. I will try and just focus. It has to do with a perpetual question for me and emotional state of sadness and longing. And I'm longing. My mother died 13 years ago, and it which is not so relevant, but I'm using this time to try and sift through my clutter. And I'm a sentimental slob, which doesn't help in terms of reducing clutter. So it's just a chronic sadness of longing for her, which I know is since childhood. And so when it relates to the loving kindness and that I'm turning towards this child, which I just find tremendously difficult to make contact. And I know cognitively that it's likely true, but I feel like I'm, and I know the moment will arrive and it will, but it has to do with this sort of whether, in your own personal experience, whether there is this, I know it to be true that making contact in a place other than our cognition offers some liberation. Yeah. Or if it's just this question of a sadness and a longing that we visit and then we don't visit, then we visit, you know, in nature impermanence. But is there some way that it's transformative when we meet that child?
Yes. Yeah. Yes and yes and yes. And and it is a big question. And I'm going to try to give a brief abbreviated minute answer.
A power answer.
One is that yes, there would be layers and actually this practice it will bring it up. The sadness that you're experiencing during metta, it will come up. So metta is also taught to be a purification practice. So sometimes it can feel wonderful and lovely. Sometimes you feel more and more sadness keeps coming up because it's getting purified, it's getting accessed and washed through. So hang in there. You're not doing it wrong. The sadness that's coming up is part of what this practice unearths. And I say this to you, but I'm really sharing it for everyone who might experience this or variations of this. And another thing to say regarding what you brought up briefly about, you know, the longing for your mom ever since you were a child. So there's something there. And then this in this meditation, in this invitation to take the parental role, you know, challenge when you're trying to connect with the child, realizing that now actually whatever the role model was when you were a child, bowing to that, letting that go, and realizing that now you are the parent. You get to reparent yourself. You get to reparent yourself and you're the adult. You have the stability. You have the capacity to reach out to this little child any which way you want. You're in the position of power or agency. So there is a cognitive, so I'll just leave that there and for you to sit with and maybe it'll come up in other words, but it's 7:02. So I want to stop and thank every one of you for showing up, practicing for yourself and for all beings everywhere, connecting with each other. Just makes me so happy to see your beautiful faces. This is just, this is a highlight of my day too. Yay. Okay. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye. Oh, and happy hours extended every night for another 2 weeks. So yay. See you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.